Milwaukee Assembly Democrat Josh Zepnik's proposal would make bartenders stay absolutely sober on the job, meaning they could not have an ounce of alcohol in their blood. If bartenders were to get caught with alcohol in their systems three times, the bar's liquor license would be taken away. Zepnik says this would help bartenders be responsible and make sure they can keep an eye out for problem drinkers. He told an assembly committee the plan would be uncharted territory.
When you think about it, you're talking about quite a few thousand of people in various discrete locations throughout the state, urban areas, rural areas, and how you would deal with that is a little complicated. But I think that the driving public, as well as those who are consuming in these places, should have some sense that they're in a safe area, that people that are serving are following the rules.
But bar owners say the policy goes too far. Bill Rogers runs the Malt House in Madison. He says he tries to stock beers that are not available elsewhere, and he wants his bartenders to know what they're selling.
We have 18 draft lines in our bar. We change them over pretty frequently, and I need my bartenders to know what those beers taste like. So I expect them to take a sample of an ounce or two of each new beer that we have, and so that they can describe them to my customers.
Others said the measure would put them in a tough spot if their servers had as little as one drink in their systems before they went on the clock. Another proposal by Zepnik would curtail drink specials where people pay a flat rate for a cup and get unlimited refills. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.